I don't know. I haven't. I used to do that when I was a kid. Like, well, when you take an oath or something. In fact, that's not constitutional. Yes, it is, on a jury. But I don't swear.
A minister might deliver a fine
message or sermon.
The choir and the organist provided good
music.
Let's see. If you saw a really unusual sunset one day when you were going home from work, and you say, boy, that's just
beautiful.
If you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, church will be over blank I get there.
By the time I get there.
The enemy and opposite of God is called the
devil.
What do people think they see at night to frighten them?
Ghost.
A place that is spooky and people are afraid to go there and they hear strange noises coming out of it. It might be a blank house.
Blank house. Spooky house or I don't know, mysterious house or I know there's a word. I can't think of it.
What about, you know, at Halloween,
yeah.
Some people they I've seen houses that they fix up, you know, and they say it's not a spooky house.
Yeah.
You just can't think of the word?
No.
Haunted?
Haunted house, yeah.
If you want to put a sweater on, you say, I'm going to put a sweater on because I'm getting, chilly?
Chilly, yeah. Cool.
Or if you're just a little bit chilly, then you might say,
chill.
Okay. If you have a choice, you might say, I'd blank do this than that.
I'd rather.
What do you say to a friend you have not seen for some time to express your feelings about seeing him?
I'm glad to see you. It's good to see you again.
If someone owns 500 acres of land, if you wanted to say, well, he sure does own
a lot of land.
Do you ever use or have you heard right smart to say that's a right smart line of land?
I've heard it, but I never use it.
Yeah, no. Would you know, use it? Okay. If you want to express agreement stronger and more enthusiastically than with just yes, what might you say?
Agreement, I favor that overwhelmingly, or that's great, I like that, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been saying, if you hadn't thought of something and I would imagine what it was, you say, oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, yeah. If I ask you, do you think you can do that, you say,
I'm sure I can do it.
Do you habitually say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am?
That's an interesting question, Jeannie. It depends on the age of the person that I'm speaking to. Just part of, the courtesy that was, imbued in me in my early childhood. If a person says 55 or older, I would refer to that person with sir. Or ma'am. Yeah.
If somebody intensely